Numbers, chapter 27. Then drew near the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh the son of Joseph, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation, at the door of the tent of meeting, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, and he wasn't among the company of those who gathered themselves together against Yahweh in the company of Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be taken away from among his family, because he had no son? Give to us a possession among the brothers of our father. And Moses brought their cause before Yahweh, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, The daughters of Zelophehad speak right, you will surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers, and you will cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And you will speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If a man dies, and has no son, then you will cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you will give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you will give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you will give his inheritance to his kinsman who is next to him of his family, and he will possess it, and it will be to the sons of Israel a statute and ordinance, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get up into this mountain of Abarim, and look at the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also will be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. Because you rebelled against my mouth in the wilderness of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the waters before their eyes, these are the waters of Meribah of Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. And Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, Let Yahweh, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation. Who may go out before them, and who may come in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh not be as sheep which have no shepherd. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. And set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And you will put of your grandeur on him, that all the congregation of the sons of Israel may obey. And he will stand before Eleazar the priest, who will inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before Yahweh, according to his mouth they will go out, and according to his mouth they will come in, both he, and all the sons of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded him, and he took Joshua, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands on him, and gave him a charge, as Yahweh spoke by Moses.